This week, we're diving into the topic of why so many of us dislike cooking. When it comes to cooking, we're often uninspired, unmotivated, or tired of always being the person making the decision, what should we have for dinner? Cooking can be time-consuming, stressful, requires some degree of planning. Then, of course, there's the cleanup. Welcome to the Livonie and Sarah's Wellness Podcast. I'm Livonie.
And I'm Sarah. And although a chore to many, cooking your own food is important. Creating home-cooked meals is part of daily self-care. It's a privilege to cook for yourself, friends, and family, and it's also cheaper than the alternatives. So please join us for this episode as we talk about what works for us when it comes to cooking and ways you can learn to enjoy your own kitchen time. But before that, on last week's episode, we talked about what's your truth and what holds you back from achieving what you want. So the challenge was, Lavinia, do you remember? It was to be honest with yourself and to journal or go for a walk or discuss with a friend, basically to start to address what that truth, that nugget of truth was, and bring it to a surface and show you how you're going to start to address it. Have you? I know you've had the week from
Thank
hell, but have you
God.
managed to do that?
If anybody's into it, Mercury's in retrograde. And I was like, oh, I'm going to be
You're
good this
Mary.
time, but I'm not. Anyway, yes, I did that. Walking was my thing, but inside because it's been freezing. Definitely. And just, and I knew what mine was, what was holding me back and my truth, prior to that. But I did ruminate on it in a positive way. So, getting the engines fired up.
Get
Got the
it in
rocket ready to launch under me. Yes. So, a lot of it's procrastination. And like you were saying last week, too, the whole perfectionism. And, and I'm not a lazy person, but I think that the overwhelm makes me just think, I'm just not, I'll do it later, with what I want to do. This is mainly talking about launching my
Your
YouTube
stuff.
channel. And but anyway. So what about you?
I've been doing more thinking over it, understanding about my reasons, about my truth a bit better. I've started to make some goals and plans, and I'm happy. I'm happy with where I'm at with regards to. I'm not happy that I've sorted everything. I don't mean that, but I'm happy with the plan that I've got. And so, what I am going to do, as I always done, and we've done a whole episode of talking about this, but I'm going to create my vision board at the end of December, ready for my 2025, and that's when I can start to put some things in place to address this. So, watch out, 2025.
If I did a vision board, it would be so simple because that's my thing. That's what I'm going to keep coming back to.
Put it in the middle.
Simple. Just one thing, just in the middle, maybe. Yeah. But the whole simplifying thing, which is a perfect segue into today's episode. As I said, when it comes to cooking, I know many people feel uninspired and unmotivated. They don't know what to cook. They don't have the ingredients on hand. What I find the majority of people complain to me about once they know what I do for a living, it's kind of like being a doctor and everybody wants to tell you their ailments.
See
When people
Livoni.
know that you cook, one of the first thing they ask is, like, am I a good cook? And sarcastic Lavoni says, no, I'm shit. That's why
What a strange thing to ask.
someone decided to give me my own cooking show. But people say that it's the thinking about it more than anything. And see, that's my favorite part is the planning.
Planning.
So I think that I think less people are cooking these days than ever because a couple of reasons. One, I don't think they're being taught from there. I learned to cook from my mum, my nana, my stepfather. He was a fantastic cook. Certainly he led me into the direction of different cuisines in the world. But I think less people are learning to cook. And I think if people want to take better care of themselves, they have to cook. I mean, that's just, it's a privilege desire, that many don't have. And I think that's a way of looking at it. It's like many things, it's how you approach it and whether you approach it with a better attitude, because I think a lot of the people just think, no, it's a chore. And the more times you say that about something, as you get to cook. That's the way of looking at it. You don't have to, you get to. And a lot of people can't afford to. So I think people just have to pull up. I know this sounds harsh, but they just have to pull up their big girl or boy panties and just get on with it. And there's, and I'll shut up in a minute, but I've got a lot to say on this topic, as you can well imagine. As
We've
someone that
unleashed the
cooks for a
beast.
living, yes. What do you say? What do you say on it?
Well, I had a look at some of the reasons that I thought people would be feeling like it was a burden as a starting point. I'm like, okay, before we launch into the reason that, the reasons about why it's good, all the things we can do. So what are some of the things that might be on the tick list? So some of the whys I put down were time pressure. So after a long day, it can feel time consuming to come back and to cook. A lack of confidence, not feeling can then lead to you feeling quite stressed about cooking or an anxiety about the pressure of it being good or whatever. Repetitiveness, I think this is definitely something that plays on my mind. That feeling for just cooking the same thing all the time can feel very monotonous. So there are quite literally a billion options out there. We don't need to cook the same thing all the time, but you can accidentally fall into that trap, can't you? The hassle of cleaning up can be really off-putting. Some people just think, I can't be bothered because I'll have to tidy up afterwards. And overwhelm, which I think is something which I definitely feel on occasion. So the meal planning, grocery shopping, cooking, it can feel overwhelming, particularly when you're super busy. So if you're really, really busy, you then consider it incorrectly, but to be and yet another thing that you've got to think about. And so then it just goes on the back burner. And the consequences we can talk about, but the consequences are that you don't look after your health properly, quite frankly, because you either eat fast food, you eat poorly, and you don't get the nutrition that you need. So I thought that
And
that's
it's
probably
expensive.
it is expensive. That's probably a good list of covering the reasons, the reason of the reasons why
And
people.
for all those reasons you said, I have a solution.
Way, hitting it. Have you got a cake?
Well, and I mean, there is no magic solution. It's like losing weight. You have to put in the work, right? You're gonna have to. So lack of culinary skills, we talked about that. Like anything, the more you do something, the better at it you get. So that's the thing. And don't get the whole big lofty goals. Like you don't invite eight people over and cook something you've never tried before, like I do. But I have experience, but still, choose simple recipes to begin with. If you don't feel confident in the kitchen, the best way is choose a recipe, make sure it's simple, and then follow it. Follow it. Don't, if you're
Have your
not confident, don't ad lib, right? But choose someone that's reputable, that has a good reputation, because there is so much shit out there. There really is. And I'm sure everybody has cookbooks, so maybe it's time to dust those off. You're talking about time commitment. I mean, a lot of people are pushed for time. Have a plan. And this is my favorite part, is like have a day when you plan your meals. It doesn't have to take a whole day, just 15 minutes. That's usually what I dedicate, 15, 20 minutes. So if you do it the same time, same day, things come up. But that helps. It's like changing the sheets in your bed, whatever, washing. A lot of us have days for things like that. I don't know. I do. So the recipes you're going to make, put a shopping list together, go through, first of all, check what you've got in stock. I think that's really important, so you're not wasting money. Use your time wisely. So make friends with your slow cooker. If you have one, dig it out of the back of the cupboard, dust it off. Have a particular day that you shop rather than shopping every day, because that takes up time. I think also you tend to spend a bit more money too. So I shop once a week, and I tend to use the fresh things up more first that I know won't last as long. And then like find one pan meals. So many people have like 30-minute meal books. I mean, you don't even need a cookbook. Like I said, you could go online, but try and find someone that, read the comments. I like to do that. One pan meals, so you don't require a lot of cleanup, whether it be a pot. I mean, you could put chicken and rice and broth and some aromatics like onion, garlic, whatever, in a pan, stick it in the oven, cook it for, or on top of the stove, cook it for 30 minutes. Meanwhile, you can go about doing whatever you
Yeah,
want.
that's what I
You
like.
know,
I
so
like to
there's
put
things
things on
like
a
that.
tray. If you put a tray, you know, all of the vegetables or
Right.
whatever meats and stuff on a tray with your, you know, your spices and everything, and then just pop it in, and then you can literally just go off. You don't have to give it any attention at all.
Right,
That's
right.
perfect.
And then you can, you know, maybe whip up a little sauce or something to drizzle over it, whatever. There are ways when you are pressed for time. And I think so, having, for me, having speedy things during the week that don't require a lot of cooking, and then maybe a little batch cooking on the weekend, even if it was just one thing. If you made one thing, you ate it on the weekend and then had that for like a meal or two, you know, like something like pulled pork or something like that. I mean, I cook for a living and I can't stand it when recipes use so many bowls and pans. That drives me crazy. So it's something that I'm very aware of. But some of the recipes I test, they might use like eight vessels. That just
You
does
all
my
that
head in.
clearing out, yeah.
And then I know you were saying about stress and anxiety because people paid the money. I get that. They don't want to screw something up. So one, don't try anything too lofty to begin with. But it's not brain surgery, it's cooking. So just chill.
And the thing I think on that, the advice I would give is just follow the instructions.
Follow
If
the
you follow the
instructions.
instructions, you
Yeah.
most of the time will be absolutely fine. Excuse me. The other thing that made a massive difference to me is when I started using a timer. And I know that
Yeah.
sounds really funny, but I always just think, oh yeah, roughly half hour, and then I'll give it a check. And then either I've got the oven too hot or I've left it too long, and I'd always overcook things. So more recently, I've been using a timer, and even though if it needs a bit longer, that's fine. I just set another timer for 3 or 4 minutes, but it's so easy for me to get lost and just think, oh, I'll
Right.
go off and do this and come back. And before you know it, you're like, oh, and what reminds me is the fact I can smell something not great coming down from the kitchen. So set
Right.
timers, people, because it does really, really help
Yes.
to guide you through.
And I always like to, if I'm using somebody's recipe for the first time, generally, you know, it's something that, you know, the more you cook, the more you get used to knowing times. But I think, yeah, that seems too long or not long enough. So it's, you know, it's easy to err on the side of caution and just
Do less and then
maybe
check. Yeah.
5 or 10 minutes less. And then you can always, you know, up that. But repetitive, that was another thing you were saying too. And I think, you know, like get a little adventurous. It doesn't have to be every time you cook, but, you know, try foods from different countries. Where I am in the Midwest here in Indiana, in a small town, it's not a lot of adventure, I have to say, when it comes to food. They like what they like,
You have to
but
make your
it's
own.
good to be adventurous. And it doesn't mean you've got to go out and spend hundreds of dollars on all different spices and things, but you know, if you want to try something and you have to buy things, then look for other recipes with that. Dietary restrictions, that was another thing. You know, some people have dietary restrictions, and it seems like more and more people nowadays, it's like every other person has one. So necessity is the mother of an invention, as the saying goes. But there are so many products now for dietary restrictions. There's every sort of milk possible that I think we've gone a bit over the top. But, you know, there are things like there's like, you know, butter that's not actually butter, and just, you know, things that people can buy if they're allergic to gluten. There's soy sauce that has no wheat in it, da da da, all that sort of thing. And then lack of interest in food, that was another thing. And I just thought, how can you like, and eating, you know, I can't help anybody here if you don't like food. I mean,
I'm
you know,
probably talking to the wrong people.
probably talking, they're probably not listening to our podcast.
No,
Yeah.
probably not.
And, you know, negative past bad experiences, like anything, just get over it. Sorry, but you just get over it. It's a meal. It's not a hit and run, right? So, you know, and then laziness. I think laziness is a huge issue. I mean, let's get real. Like, is that the truth thing goes, you know, you're
People
not
just
too
can't be
lazy
bothered.
to, yeah, just couldn't be bothered. And I
Yeah.
think often it's like anything, it's the thinking about part that's the worst. Same with exercise. I know some people just, think about it so much and they just went and did it. It's
But
not
it's
so
done by the time they
bad.
finish, exactly.
Yeah. It's not so
I
bad.
thought also about so for me, I clear up my as I go. So as I'm cooking, I tend to try and clean things as I go because I find that mountain of things left. I think it's a great idea to you suggesting finding recipes that don't use like eight bowls, etc. But
Oh, God, yes.
I tend to, yeah, just clean up as I follow as I'm cooking. And so when I'm at the end, there's only a few things left to do. So that's one tip that you could do. Invest in some equipment that you like using. So I've got a favorite pan and I've got a favorite sort of, utensils. And so it sounds funny, but if you're going to spend some time in the kitchen, then you might as well be surrounded by things that you like to use.
Right.
So, and
Yeah.
then also if you can invest in things which are good quality. So actually, you know that they're going to do the job that you need them to do, whether that's a blender or whatever that might
Right.
be, that's always worth the investment. As well as tidying up as I go, I'd quite like to have a nice environment. So I put some music on. If it's I'm cooking like,
So I was going to say,
lobsters,
yeah.
music on, maybe light a candle on the table, just so that it's a nice
Pour a
environment
glass of
for
wine,
you.
even if
Yeah,
you
exactly.
like
Enjoy the
that sort of
time.
thing. Yeah.
And when you were saying people, either can't be bothered or they just think that it's something that's a horrible thing to do, you can always then focus on the benefits. What you are doing is investing in yourself when you're doing your cooking
Right.
rather than
It's a
eating.
form of self-love and also caring for your family. And if you have children, then teach them how to do it too. Because I mean, we're lied to so much by marketing companies that tell you, oh, you're too busy and call for a pizza or buy this and it'll somehow solve all
Sort
your
the world. Yeah,
problems.
exactly.
And I think it's so easy to fall into that trap that it's all just I don't know, people convincing you of something that it may
Marketing
not
campaign,
necessarily
basically, isn't it?
be true. Yeah.
I mean, my son's at university and he is cooking more and more and more and more and really great things. And he's just teaching himself from YouTube videos. So he looks
Right.
up for something that he fancies or he's seen because he's followed some different people. And he's, trying out different things now. And
What did we
it's,
do before YouTube?
I know, what did we do? Well, we're on it
Right.
now, so
Yeah.
But he has to consider his nutrition because of his sport. But for
Right.
a young person at university, historically that would have been like a pot noodle and whatever every sort of sandwich going. And it's not just him. Admittedly, he's in a flat with other sports people, so I probably they are very conscious of this more than perhaps others might be. But they're all cooking themselves fresh food. They all go and do a weekly shop and have a food budget and shop well for that money. So if a young person of that age, living on their own for the first time with limited facilities, let's face it, a
Right.
university kitchen is not fully stocked by any stretch. If they can do it, then really anybody can. And it's, talking about, like we were talking about in a previous episode, shopping well for your money. It doesn't have to be fancy. You can get a lot for your money and making it spread. And then when you've got that, think of different ways that you can use it. So it might be the same ingredients that you're using, but think of different ways that you can make that a bit more exciting, whether that's different
Right.
flavors, spices, ways of cooking it. And
Just
also,
Google it, you'll find recipes.
you'll find it. Yeah, absolutely.
Even things like making, say Sunday, a day where you bust out one of your cookbooks, because I know many of you have cookbooks that you've bought and just have flicked through but never actually used,
Picture book, a picture
So,
book.
right. So just, have a day, cook something from there. I wanted to say something about, and I don't mean to do the whole comparison thing, but many European countries, it's just something that's done. They come home from work and they
There's no
cook the
question.
meals and they sit down and they eat. I think that's another thing too, that's sort of gone by the wayside a lot. It's just what is done. That's just common practice. Also, like I said before, many people don't have a choice. I mean, I don't have a choice as in that it's a desert. It's a culinary desert where I live. So I can't just nip to a restaurant or, that's like a half hour's drive or, called anything, we could get pizza. And I mean, that's another thing is the money too. If you're buying ready-made meals, I mean, it's fine to like get, like jarred stuff sometimes, like, pizza sauce in a jar or whatever,
Yeah.
canned tomatoes, blah, 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 that sort of thing. But if you're getting takeaway and just ready-made meals, that's expensive.
It is
I mean,
expensive.
we can get two pizzas and it's like nearly $50. You can go to Aldi and spend $50 and get a
A
load of
week.
things.
A week
Right.
of shopping, yeah.
So much stuff. Yeah. Anyway, there are things to do,
I
I
think
think.
meal planning, like you said, that helps though, doesn't it, with
Meal
regards
planning is
to,
huge.
yeah,
And
and
clean
also it
up the
helps with the
kitchen.
shopping.
You know what I mean? Like, if you're going to get serious about this, clean the kitchen, get rid of the clutter and shit. Oh, I see some people's videos, like cooking, little cooking videos and things they're doing. I'm like, how do they even cook in that kitchen? There's shit all over the bench top. Like,
That's the
clean
other
it
thing. I
up,
think
put
it's
in jars.
stressful. If you don't have enough room, it's stressful because you're trying to work in an environment that's all cramped and you
Right.
make sure you've got what you need and some space to do it. And then
But
that then
even
makes
that said, they can have a tiny kitchen and still be able to cook.
Oh yeah, it
But
doesn't have to be
just,
big. It's just
yeah,
be clear, be
just be
clear of
clear.
extra
Yeah,
stuff. Yeah,
yeah.
exactly.
And I always like to make sure that before I start cooking, that everything's cleared away. Like, I don't have a rack of dishes that have been washed
Yeah,
up
yeah,
from
yeah. I
breakfast or
agree.
whatever, dishwashers unpacked, that kind of thing. Just make it more enjoyable. Doing those things will make it more enjoyable. But planning is a huge thing, I think. Planning and keep it simple. They're two of the biggest
Yeah. Don't
things.
overshop as well. I get so overwhelmed if I've got too much stuff. So
Yeah,
let's just
yeah.
keep it really
Just
just the
make a
basics
list.
you need.
Yeah. And then, there are some good cookbooks that have like limited ingredients, which I think
Yeah.
is good. And that the ingredients might be a bit more bold. And some of them might use like a curry paste or something like that, which is totally fine. Make the use of that. Also, if people have appliances and they need to chop or slice or whatever, if they've got a food processor, make use of the appliances. Don't just have them sitting there. That's, that's another thing I think too. So, the challenge, it's a big one, okay? But it's nice. You've got to make yourself like your favorite beverage. It's cold here, so something warm, I'm thinking, but whatever takes your fancy. Dust off some of those cookbooks, grab a pen and paper, nice notepad, or get something where you can write down, like a book or something, and do some fun meal planning for next week. Okay. And then remember to keep it simple. Find recipes, create ideas of what you have on hand already to. So take stock of that. And then put together your meal plan, your shopping list, pick up what you need for the week. I mean, nowadays too, you can just put it all on an app and just go and pick it up. You don't even have to go into a store. So there's really no excuse for that. Even Aldi do that too. And
There.
some people, yeah. They have Instacart or whatever it's called. I've never
We
tried
don't
it.
have that
Aldi's
here.
so small that you could just whiz around there in no time. So yeah. People commit. This is the thing. Commit to cook for yourself and all your family for the whole week.
Okay.
Okay. Even if you're busy people, all right?
And
Because
I'm officially declaring myself the busiest person you've ever met right now. Even by my standards, I am rammed and I'm still cooking food. So if I can do
Right.
it, anybody
Anybody
can.
can.
Yeah.
Yes. And if I cook all day, or at least if
Exactly.
I'm
And then you
cooking
still
or
come home and cook a
photograph
few
it, I
days.
still will cook. Yes. Yeah. So anyway, that's the challenge.
Okay, that sounds good. I'm going to do
Okay.
that.
Sound good?
I
Okay,
am.
good. Okay. Time to
Thank
do my
you,
meal plan today.
everybody. Thank you, everybody, for listening. I hope you all join in. Actually, it'd be really good if people could share perhaps their favorite recipe of what they've chosen when they've done that. That'd
Right.
be good. Leave a
Yeah,
comment on
that's a good
our
idea.
Instagram or something.
Yeah.
But yes, but thank you for tuning in today. And be sure to check out our website for new posts each week as we dive deeper into each episode. And you can find links to our Instagram and YouTube channel in the show notes below. Don't forget to subscribe even so you never miss an episode. And we truly appreciate your support.
Please join us next week as we discuss the benefits of getting out of bed a little earlier. Whether it's time for exercise, more time for yourself in quiet contemplation, or getting ready for the day ahead, getting out of bed earlier has many benefits. But do you agree?
We'll soon find out. Thank you for being part of the Livoni and Sarah's wellness podcast community. And so until next week, bye for now.
Bye for now.